Good morning. Buenos dias to our Hispanic brothers and sisters who are with us this morning. And grace be with you all. Our text today is taken from the reading for today, especially verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who desires take the water of life without price. When we read and hear the last chapter of the book of Revelation, it's striking how often it refers to coming. The Lord says to St. John, "I am coming soon." And then he says it again. The Holy Spirit says, "Come." And the bride of Christ says, "Come." And then the seer of Patmos says, "Let the thirsty one come." Finally, the Lord says, "Indeed, I am coming soon." And John answers, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Jesus' promise, "I am coming," is a precious word of hope for a world that is always full of trouble and suffering. The end of the book of Revelation brings the message that he will come to wipe away the tears of his people, so that there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, and his light will dispel the darkness of sinful corruption and despair forever. We are very much like that man coming home from work, anxiously wondering if his wife has yet been struck by the pestilence that is raging in his city, and finding a note from her in the empty house with the words, "My Father has come for me and taken me up into the mountains where there is no malaria, no disease, no danger. I will be safe there, and soon he will be coming for you to follow me there." That man's happy prospect is a little parable of the infinite fullness of redemption and joy, which we look forward to sharing with all who hope in the Lord's coming. The church, the bride of Christ, calls for her bridegroom to come to her with all his blessings, and the Holy Spirit, creator of the life of faith, stirs up this fervent prayer of the believers that the bridegroom come as he has promised. This is followed by the invitation to come and drink the water of life, which is provided by the Savior to all who are thirsty for it. This is the water that St. John saw flowing just before then from the throne of the Lamb. This is the gracious reconciliation with God, which comes through the blood of the Lamb who died for sinners. John was told that this water brings the sinner the assurance that God will be his God and that he will be his son. Fellowship and adoption. So we have two comings mentioned here, the coming of the Lord at the end of all things, and our coming to Christ to drink the water of life which he gives. And there's a very close connection between these two comings. He, our Lord, is coming to bestow the continuing reception of and the fullness of salvation in the water of life, which he begins to give to repentant believers even now. And the believers who drink are moved to share this hope of his promise to come with each other and with all who are thirsty for the water of salvation, helping other sinners to believe in this water of life and to receive it. A story that brings all of this out beautifully is the two young men who were working at one time in a mill in Sweden. Their names were John and Andreas, close friends and comrades in sin in many ways, until John was converted by reading his Bible. Andreas became very angry at John's refusal now to join with him in the old ways which they had shared. And he showed this by grabbing John's Bible and rushing off with it to throw it into the millstream. But at that moment, it fell open to that passage in Matthew 24 about two grinding at the mill, one taken and the other left, with the warning, "Therefore, be awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." Andreas read these words again and again, and finally he went to John and asked his help in being awake and ready for the Lord's coming. Now, there are many ways to be thirsty for the water of life, and countless individuals will have life stories with different circumstances and different backgrounds and different needs than were told about in the story that was just told. For example, that Samaritan woman at the well in John 4 had her fornications, but she, like John and Andreas and all the rest of us who come to believe in the Savior, was very happy to get the water of life and the messianic benefits which he brought and will bring. We don't know how soon or how quickly the Lord will come, but he wants us to be content to live in joyful fellowship with him now and leave it to him to uncover his visible presence and his royal actions as he sees fit according to his plan. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.